Well, an energy consultant says it's too soon to say just what impact an attack on an oil processing plant in Saudi Arabia will have on petrol prices here. There are warnings the price of petrol could spike as a result of the drone strikes on what's described as the world's most important processing centre. Energy consultant Ian Toomey says there's still a lot to find out about the scale of the damage. He joins me now. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Corin.
All right, we know oil prices are sitting around $60 a barrel at the moment. They will open those markets, the Asian markets, this afternoon. Are you expecting a pretty hefty spike, $5, $10?
Yeah, $5, $10 is what the people are calling at the moment, the analysts. And it's going to be quick. Depend how quickly the Saudis respond. If they can show they can, obviously everything's shut down with this attack, but if they can show that they can get a lot of the plant on and things pumping again, that'll ease the market. So perhaps it'll be at the lower end. But if the outages for at least some of the plant is extended, then that will certainly spike the price, and would see that coming through the prices here.
Let's talk about $5 to $10 first. I mean, if it's just a short term blip, will that'll have to flow through here, or could it be absorbed if it went back down in a couple of days as more information comes out?
Certainly, if it was just a day or two, you would hope the companies here would hang on, given the circumstances, just to see where the price settled out. So, you know, if it was up on Monday, down on Tuesday, Wednesday, once more information came out, you'd hope that there'd be no need to pass that on. I think once it's there for a few days, the companies are fairly prompt at reflecting what's in the international market. So we'd expect to see prices rise by Wednesday if they haven't eased from an initial spike.
I mean, it's fortunate to a degree that it happened over the weekend. The markets have had a time to react and get ready. I mean, do you get a sense that this is the big one, that there is a sense of panic out there in markets?
Not so much, because, you know, this is the big one in the CNN. This is a big reporting. But to some extent, Saudis have been pulling back on their production. They're not producing as much as they were because of the rise of the US production. Look, it's still essential, but perhaps not as essential as it might have been 10 years ago. So it's going to have a big impact, but perhaps not. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, these guys have, as that article, have been trying to target things for a while. There's been Iran seizing ships. All those things in the past would have sent oil prices a lot higher than they have. So really there's not perhaps as much panic as there used to be. Having said that, this is still the major one, and we would expect a response.
How alarming is it, though, the vulnerability of the Saudi Arabian oil production, that they can be effectively have half their production taken out by these drones? Does that not suggest that traders, oil buyers, might have to pay a bit more of a risk premium built into the price to because this could happen again?
I think that's exactly right. The issue's perhaps not this one incident and how quickly they get the plant on. That's the market reaction now. The issue is if these, you know, people or you know, others can now get this capability, sounds like relatively cheaply to launch drones into another country to disrupt supplies. Exactly how much, and that will build a risk premium, and that's more of a long-term issue. And that sort of risk premium would be expected to come through, because essentially in the price in the last, you know, few years, that sort of geopolitical risk premium has been very small, if anything at all. So if that comes back into the market, that's going to be a more permanent change. We'd see an upward pressure on the oil price that really hasn't been there for a few years.
Okay, just finally, so people don't need to rush out and buy petrol today, fill up their tanks. They're not going to suddenly be whacked in a couple of days. I mean, these things play out. And if it did, as you say, $5 to $10 a barrel, that's what, I don't know, it's only a few cents, isn't it?
$5 to $10, it's essentially 5 to 10 cents a litre. So, you know, roughly dollar a barrel, it'll be up a cent a litre. So look, directionally, yeah, you'd probably fill up earlier rather than later, given that it's happened and there's initially going to be some response on price, we would expect. Having said that, as in the market, and I went for a drive at the weekend, there's a lot of variation in price of a lot more than 10 cents a litre, so People could, of course, save that sort of money by shopping around. So
there we go. One to watch closely. Thank you very much for that, Ian Toomey, who is an energy consultant.